Hey, my name is Rina, and this is Love and Light Rina. Love and Light Rina is a virtual space I have co-created with the divine. This is a portal straight from my home and heart to wherever you are in the world. I have been on a spiritual healing and transformational journey for the last 11 years, and it fills me with so much joy to be able to share my stories with you guys in the hope that they will bring you healing and transformation too. I've acquired quite a bit of gentle wisdom over the years, and I would love to share these tools with you guys so that you can take them on your own journey. We'll be talking about healing, awakening, spirituality, slow living, being a CEO, holistic well-being, mindfulness, family, motherhood, being a wife, trauma, immune disease, personal development, creativity, and of course, transformation. These are the things that I'm passionate about, and I am so blessed to be sharing this sacred space with you guys. Hello, beautiful family. Happy new month. Is it my favorite month of the year, or is it my second favorite month of the year? Because it's my birthday month, but also December. Yo, if you know an African December, then you know that December is a lifestyle. And yeah, but it is my birthday month. It is March, and we are just about to start autumn over here, which I get conflicted about because I am not a winter baby at all. I am a summer baby, but yeah, it's my birthday month. And last year this time is actually when we got matched with Rainbow. On the 1st of March is when we got the call to say, hey, you guys have been matched. So I am just open to blessings of that same kind of magnitude, even though I don't know if they could be a blessing of that magnitude. Like, that's huge when we got matched to Rainbow. I mean, that was years of prayer, and seeing her was just like, yo, like God and the ancestors, they came together and they snapped. I really think that God was super duper showing off with the matching that he did for us for Rainbow. And I did realize that I called God he. I've actually been calling God he quite a lot lately. Strange. Maybe right now that's what I need, a masculine God. I don't know. When the she God comes back, then the she God will come back. Hey, it's how it goes. I'm having... how can I say it? When was the full moon? Was it last week or the week before? I don't know. But yo, that moon was, I think it was 2 weeks ago. That moon was heavy for me. There was so much like cleansing, releasing, excuse me, that happened. And I've been kind of trying to find my feet since then. Last month I went out to a party for the first time. It was my first like big outing since 2019, like June, kind of. Yeah, it was the first time I was like out, and it was overwhelming to say the least. And since then I've been trying to find my feet. It's quite a long time to find my feet, but one thing I noticed is my body went through a lot of trauma with healing lupus, with healing the autoimmune disease, and then going through like a spiritual awakening. Last week when I did the body scan, I did mention that when you are going through the spiritual awakening, you tend to get very heady. You live very much in your head. You're always trying to process information. There's so much. Your crown chakra and your third eye are so open. You live in the top part of your body. And you then also with healing through a disease that has ravaged my physical body, my escape was being in my mind. You know, I had to escape my body essentially. So that plus just living in the pandemic era where you have to be so calculated and you have to think things through, you really actually spend so much time out of your body and in your brain space. And I realized this because it's hard for me to feel. So when you have been surviving, you get to this state of sort of numbness where you start to feel, you feel more with your mind than you do with your body. So it's like a knowing, I know that this is good, I know that this is, so you will say you're happy, but you don't embody it. It's more of a mental state than it is a physical state. You know, when people are like, yeah, I'm so excited, but you're not seeing excitement from their body, you know. So I have been finding it really hard to feel. And yesterday, my best friend in the world, my best friend for 20 years, surprised me with a visit from Botswana, and it was hard for me to feel. Like, I know that I am overjoyed that she was here, but I haven't seen her since 2019 October because of the pandemic. You know, we haven't been able to travel. She had a baby, I had a baby, and we live in different countries. And yeah, and seeing her and not being able to jump and have that physical expression of joy, I was really like, wow, guys, I am disconnected from my body. And it's weird, like when you're healing a disease, you know, you look at yourself. For me, a lot of people who have lupus, it actually doesn't really show on the outside. But mine has been like my skin, my hair loss, you know, that stuff. So whenever I look in the mirror and I'm like, oh, you know, and imagine looking at yourself in the mirror like that all the time. I mean, there's things that are absolutely beautiful. Like I look at my skin on my face, I'm like, ah, stunning, you know. But when I see the sores on my skin, when I see myself without a wig or without a dook, and I see how my hair actually looks, and it just breaks my heart and it makes me want to run away from my body. So I decided to dedicate this month, which is my birthday month, to reconnecting with my body. I actually am going to look for a healer who specializes in that. Hopefully I can find one who is local. I guess it's the modern age, so I can always get myself someone overseas and we do it on Zoom or whatever. But I would really love to connect with somebody in person, somebody who's gonna help me connect back to my body. And I'm obviously gonna do what I can that I can find, which is like on YouTube. And yeah, I'm gonna do that. And I really just want to connect back to my body again, because I used to be a really physical person. I used to be very sexual. I used to dance really well. I can't even dance anymore because that's how disconnected I am with my body. It's like I have two left feet. And yeah, that's what I'm gonna pour into. But in this episode, we are gonna talk about self-love, and we are gonna talk about connecting to yourself. And I'm gonna talk you through the steps after last week's episode. I hope that you have done your journal prompts, because we are moving forward, guys. This season, or this new chapter of Love and Light, is really gonna be aimed at giving you like tools, like proper tools, so that you can move forward. So when you come and listen to an episode, bring your journal so that you can take some notes, and also set aside time. I want you to look at this as one of your self-care practices, okay? Because it's like a self-care practice journal session, and it's school. It is Earth school, okay? New Earth school. We are gonna go through the steps to really transform our lives. We're gonna go through the steps to really heal our lives. We're gonna go through the steps to make the changes that you wanna make. So I hope that when you are listening to this episode, you have already did your homework from last week, which was to do the journal prompts for the year. We're now in March. It's time to get it together. We're in the third month of the year, right? Let's do this. So in the month of February, I decided that I was going to theme all the Rich Factory posts. Each month we're going to have a different theme. And for Feb, I had decided on love. But I was like, you know what? Not everybody has a partner. So I was going to do this whole thing on like date night, which dress to wear to date night, and a family love day, like where you can go with your family. And, you know, but I was like, not everybody has that. But you know what everybody does have? everybody has a self, and everybody should be experiencing self-love, you know, like everybody has that. So let's do a self-love month. So I took my little photos, you know, I was gonna do the content, and the minute that I posted the content, it was just so triggering to me. I did not expect that. I did not see it coming. And it's not about the fact that I don't love myself, but I was looking at love as, you know, people be like, yeah, this month I'm gonna be from now on I'm gonna be selfish because I always show people much more love than I show myself. I pour into people more than I pour into myself. And I'm like, let's stop using that word. Why are we even associating it, looking after yourself, with being selfish? No, you are just turning the love that you normally point out externally and turning it inwards. The same love that you give to somebody else, you're just giving to yourself. There's absolutely nothing about that that is selfish. So I'd love for us to eliminate that word. And then let's pour back into ourselves. So I was thinking about the fact that in my household, I will see that somebody's not okay, and I'll be like, you know, you're not okay. I can see it on your face. Take a walk. Hey, can I make you some tea? Or even if it's like, for example, with my daughter, when she's not okay, come here, baby, let me hug you. Baby, it's time for a nap, you know, all of those things. But what about myself? Like, if I'm in a bad mood, I'm just going to let my bad mood go out through the day, and I'll just be pouring this like vile energy on everybody I encounter. I never say, okay, Rena, you're not okay. Pause, go take a nap, girl. Pause, girl, go take a walk. And it's little things like that. For example, when I look in the mirror, you know, it'll be like, ugh. But you would never say that to somebody else. There's a lot of things that you say to other people. Like, you're so gentle and loving with other people. You will celebrate other people when they have a milestone, buy them a bottle of champagne. But what about when you hit your own milestones that you've worked hard for, that you've been pouring your energy into for the last how long? When do you buy yourself a bottle of champagne to celebrate this milestone, you know? So things like that, I just started noticing how much of my energy I was pouring into other people externally, which I don't mind. I'm not saying that I am going to stop pouring into them, but how little of my own energy I was pouring into myself. And every one of those posts was just like triggering. So I actually ended up doing a pretty shitty job of my themed month, because it was just so triggering for me, because I felt like I wasn't pouring that self-love into myself. And I decided, okay, this month I am going to continue it truly. So when I say self-love, I'm not talking about taking yourself for like bathing, like taking like a luxurious bath, even though that is a form of self-care. I'm talking about really literally turning the spotlight onto yourself. The very same love that you give to somebody else, giving it to yourself. So for instance, you know how you can be like, Chomi, I've seen that this month you aren't good. Let me take you out for lunch. How about you're like to yourself, hey, Chomi is yourself now in this case. You have not been doing good this month. How about I take myself out for a beautiful lunch? And you indulge, you know? The same way you can go to your partner and say, baby, let me run you a bath. How about you're like, baby, to yourself, let me run you a bath. Just loving in on yourself. If you can't afford therapy, then pulling out your journal and asking yourself questions, write down some questions and answer them. You know, what do I need this moment, what do I really need? In this moment, what do I really need, and how can I give it to myself? Because there's a lot of things that we wait for somebody else to come and give to us that we can actually give to ourselves. So yeah, that is what this month my energy is on, connecting back to my body and really pouring like self-love into myself. So yeah, if you follow me on Rich Factory, it's the theme again. And this time we're going to do it right, okay? This time we're going to do it right. So yeah, let's get into the conversation about the journal prompts and how you guys did last week. Like I said, I hope that you did them. And now we are getting into what is phase two. If you are really organized, then you already know your goals. You manage to get your goals out of those journal prompts. But if you are multi-passionate and multi-dimensional and just full of ideas and you want to do so many things like me, then you have a long list of stuff and you don't have some defined goals. But what I'd like you to do is start to look at your goals and list a couple, like break them down. Some things you want to work on at the end of the year, some things you want to work on now, some things are urgent, like maybe you want to speak on a stage by the end of the year. Then you want to make that goal a little bit smaller and say, okay, I need to learn how to be a confident speaker, or I need to network in places that will open up spaces for me to speak on, right? You want to start to break down those goals into bite-sized pieces. But one thing, the first step that we're going to work on is getting really, really clear on your vision. And I always talk about how you need to pray on this. Pray on it. God, help me to be clear in my vision. God, please show me the steps that I need to take to be able to get to this end goal. Because if you don't know where you're going, then really we are just floating in all directions, right? So then the question is, how do I get clear on my vision? How do I hear God's guidance? How do I hear my own guidance? And the only thing that I can tell you guys is you have to make space for stillness, right? You have to make space for stillness. So in the quiet is when you hear God speaking to you. In the quiet is where the clarity comes from. In the having fun is where the clarity comes from. In the journaling is where the clarity comes from. In the movement of your body is where the clarity comes from. So once you know yourself so well, you can hear when God is speaking to you, and you can hear when things are just external input that is not actually channeled straight from source. You can tell when it is inspiration from seeing something versus inspiration that is coming from the universe. So you want to create room for clarity, right? So how do you get to know the voice of spirit versus your own voice? Some of my practices that I like to do is meditating in the morning. And after my meditation, it's like it becomes a clear channel and I journal and I have all of these ideas or all of this clarity. But one trick that I like to do, because sometimes it's quite hard for me to still my mind, is I will journal before meditating just to get everything that's in my mind out of my mind. And then I will meditate, and then I will journal after meditating, or sometimes even during, because sometimes you're meditating and then the answer that you've been waiting for comes. And if you listen to Abraham Hicks, that's what they say as well, is that the answer comes during the meditation, right? One of the things that you also have to do is really start to connect with your body, with your gut. Because if you are eating well and your gut is just in that, your gut is clear, right? You're balanced in your gut, because you know, guys, your gut has neuropathways. Your gut thinks. Okay, your gut has a mind. It thinks and it feels. So if you are clear in your gut, then your system that you are running on is clearer and you can feel more clearly. You can feel that this is a great idea, or this is not a great idea, or this makes me uncomfortable, or this lights up my spirit more clearly. So you want to be balanced in your body, in your gut, and you want to be balanced in your body in terms of being able to get still. You basically want to be able to feel with your body, so that when you are being given a vision, you can execute it. Start to look at your body as a temple, because that is the temple through which source comes through, okay? And that's where your ideas are, and that's where your energy is. And when your energy and your ideas are aligned, then you can get the messages and you can have that clear vision. So that is step one. Let's get clear on our vision so that we know where we're going. The steps that we're going to take is we are going to pray on it. We are going to pray for clarity of your vision. God, I've done my journal prompts. I have all of these things that I would like to do. Please show me how to go about getting to the end goal with these things. Please show me what steps to take. Please direct me in the right form of resources. Please connect me to the right people. Please show me where to go out if that's what you're trying to do. Just pray on it. Step one. Step two, we are going to get into our bodies, whether it is through movement, whether it's through yoga, and we're going to eat well because we want to be able to connect to our gut. We want to be able to hear our body when it says, make a move, girl, when it says, pause, when it says, turn left, not right. We want to be able to feel this from our body. And then we are going to meditate because we need to have stillness so that we can hear the messages, right? Whether you are hearing the messages from your ancestors, whether you are hearing the messages from God, your guides, we need to find that stillness. So yeah, those are three easy next steps. Are they three or four? Three or four, girls. Those are the next steps. Let's get clear in our vision so that we know what we're taking on as we are moving forward, okay? And yeah, that's all I have to say for this week. More self-love, more connecting to your body, and more stillness so that we can move forward together in clarity. Have a wonderful week, guys. I'll be chatting to you next week on the next steps to moving forward. Let me know how it went with your questions. Let me know how your vision is looking. Let me know if you are hearing God's voice speaking back to you, and when you are hearing it and how you are making space to hear it, because you need to be open to hearing it and to receiving. I hope you guys have a blessed week, and I will talk to you next week. Bye, lovers and friends. Love and Light Rina is brought to you by me, Rina Kudama. Let's connect on social media and YouTube. Love and Light Rina. Have a good one, guys.